promise was made. Amen. Do you know that God gave us a promise? He gave us a promise about Christ coming the first time. Jesus gave us a promise that he's coming back. Amen. It's been over 2,000 years, 2021 right now, if you ever take a minute or two. And Christ said that he was coming. He said, I go to prepare you a place, and if I go to prepare you a place, I will come again. Amen. I think he's nearly done preparing the place, right? It took a while, you know, but it's big. It's, you know, 1,500 miles cubed. It's not like a small, he didn't build a closet. Right? He built a big place. He built a big place that whoever will come can come.
Yeah.
Because he was faithful for the first time. We know he was faithful. There's so many testimonies about how Christ came the first time and how he started the message of salvation, making a way where there was no way.
Right.
How God loved you.
Bless him.
Amen. That he sent, right? He sent his only begotten Son.
Yes.
Thinking of that promise made and the promise kept, to take something away from our president there. There's promises that he gave us that would hold true. And this might be an odd little piece of scripture to start out with, but from Romans 15, verses 7 through 13, we read this. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. See what he says right there in that first little part? We're supposed to receive each other. We're supposed to be together.
Amen.
We're supposed to be loving one another,
amen,
filling the glory of God on this earth. Amen? Therefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory. Now, I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. Why did Jesus come? To fulfill the scripture. He came because all God moved on holy men, and they wrote down what the Spirit of God said to them. And the Spirit of God said thousands of years, hundreds of years before Christ was born, that God was going to send us the promise, that God was going to fulfill his word, that God was going to make a way to the end of sin, that God was going to provide for us the image of real love. And then God was going to send his Holy Spirit that will live in us and on us and through us. And in that time, the time that we're in right now, our job is to show that to everybody else.
Amen.
Right? We are to be that city built on a hill. We are to be that light that is not to be under a bushel, but supposed to be shining out the goodness, the glory, the love, the compassion of Christ. Especially in this time. Especially in these moments. See, it's not about you and it's not about me. It is about Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus' great love that he has for us. As he continues there, he's talking about keeping the promises that came from the fathers. Verse 9 through 13 says this way, and the Gentiles might, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. That's what we're doing tonight. Amen. Somebody way back there who was a Hebrew got saved. Right? The Hebrews got saved first. All right? And as they got saved, they foretold about the goodness and the grace and the power of God. And then us Gentiles, we started getting saved. And when we started getting saved, we're right now singing the glory of God. We're singing about his glory, his passion, his grace. We're telling other people about what he has done for us in such a marvelous way. So these scriptures are being fulfilled even now in our times. And in verse 10 it says, and again saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. We're to rejoice with the Hebrew people. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And salvation began at the Jews, and then it was moved on to the Gentiles. Why? That we should not be ashamed of the gospel. Amen? Because in the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and then unto the Gentile. That's where we are supposed to be. That's what we're doing. That's why we gather together on this, especially this evening. This, out of all the days of the year, and I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but that's what I do here. Right? I'm a bubble burster. All right? Although this is December 24th, Jesus was probably not born on December 25th. Okay? But it's the time that we have set apart to remember what God sent us on that morning, right? So if we don't know the date exactly, I don't want to get hooked up on that. What I do want us to know is that Jesus came. That he came and he showed us his mercy and not his judgment. He came to guide us in his love and to justify us, even though when we were sinners, lost, absolutely vacated of any thought of God. While you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Remember that neighbor that doesn't know the Lord, that relative that doesn't know the Lord, that you're kin or close to, those folks, they are just like you. Until the light arose in your heart.
Amen.
We are, as the church now, we're supposed to be proclaiming, living that light out, that birth of the baby in the manger, the birth of the Spirit of God coming in, indwelling us. What a glorious Christmas morn that was.
Amen.
My salvation day was not in December, but that's the day that the star, that the Son of God rose in my heart. When he touched me, he illuminated me, he changed me. Amen. And it doesn't have to happen on December 25th. It happens whenever God calls you. And it'll happen to your neighbor, to your brother, to your sister, to your children. The day that they hear God's voice. Because God doesn't want any to die, but that all should come to the glory of the gospel. Amen. We ought to come. So God is still reaching out even now.
Yes.
And verse 11, he says, and again. I like this because he's going to say and again a lot. So and again, one more time. Don't we need to hear that story one more time? And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Woo! Praise God. Glory to God. So Isaiah was seeing it way back then that there was coming a Savior, that there was coming a light, that there was coming a reason that the Gentiles can worship the same God as the Hebrews.
Amen.
That anybody with breath can come to him, could know him.
Amen.
Oh, this Christmas morning. I don't know if you got trees. We don't do the tree thing. I don't know if you deck your halls or paint your house. I don't know any of that kind of stuff about you. Ain't none of my business. All right? But one thing I do want you to do this year is offer to Jesus what he wants out of you. Right? He wants complete, total obedience, surrender, worshiping him with the fullness of your body, with all that you have. Oh, if we could just give that to Jesus this year.
Amen.
I keep hearing people talking about revivals in the last day, right? You want a revival to start? It might start tomorrow morning in your house, right? It could start tomorrow morning. It could start right now in your mind, in your heart. This could be the day of revival for you and your family. This could be the day where you come together with an openness, with a love, with a compassion that God had for you.
Amen.
Oh, that we would get off of our high horse like Jesus did. He left the throne of God, right? He got out of that glory and he came down to us. God became man and dwelt among us. Isn't that great news?
Yeah.
We have that from Isaiah, right? 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall give birth and his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. All right? We can go and give that same ideal to other people. Now remember, even when Isaiah was talking that to see his name. Let me go there because I can't. I'm bad on those Old Testament guys' names. Isaiah 7:14. And so, Ahaz. Say that.
Ahaz.
That old guy, yeah. Now see, the whole reason that that prophecy was given, because Ahaz was the king at the time, and Isaiah said, hey, test God in something. And Ahaz said, I'm not going to do it. All right? And so, and he said that out of his arrogance.
Yeah.
All right? And then Isaiah said, well, God's going to give you a sign since you won't ask for a sign. He's going to give you a sign. And a virgin shall conceive and give birth. And that was indeed the Christ. After that, he goes throughout the rest of that chapter there and further talking about how God not only is going to send light to the Hebrews, but also there will be judgment of a darkness coming with him. All right? So even though God is sending the light, there's also a time of darkness. God has sent his love, his grace to us, but let me know there's also a struggle that's coming. All right? Along with good is the struggle of life. There's the struggle between light and darkness, the righteousness and unrighteousness. And God here, see, we always take that scripture and it is true what he said, but we often take it out of context. When you read the whole chapter, you realize this is something that God said was going to happen, but Israel was about ready to go through some hard times. Yeah. Right? It wasn't going to be all unicorns and rainbows for Israel. All right, but God was going to hold true to his word. And years later, decades, 100 years later, Christ was born exactly the way that he was said. And again, Micah 5:2 talks about Bethlehem out of you. I have all these in my mind. You know, I didn't write any of this down, so please forgive me. Micah.
Well, we have to forgive you.
There you go. Since I asked what you got to, right? And so in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, but thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goes forth have been from old and from everlasting. Therefore, will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth, and the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he goes on in talking about that. But here we have not only that Christ was coming, but where he was going to be born. What was going to happen. Now think of this, even when Jesus was born, it was not what you might think, or what we often think, because we all have those little manger scenes. Anyone got one in their house? Right? And it's all clean and stuff like that. Let me let you know, any of y'all farmers out there, or been around a farmer? Yeah. How's your stall look? Amen. Now imagine giving birth in one of those, riddled with bacteria and germs and smells and noises and all that stuff. God manifesting himself in flesh to be born right there, that he could identify, or that we could know he can identify with us. Right? That's why he came that way. That's why he came with nothing. Where even in his adult life, he said, foxes have holes and birds have the nest of the air, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He came to become just like us, and yet without sin. He came to provide the way, and he was born that way. He lived that way simply that we would know God understands.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
God understands who you are, where you are, the trouble, the trials that we're in. God knows what we're up against.
Amen.
And he has given us a promise. The first coming of Christ, he's given us a promise. There's another coming of Christ. There is good news in the midst of the darkness. There's good news in the midst of the pain. There's a hope that goes beyond our understanding. There's coming a day when the Son of God is going to come back again to the world. To the world. And he's going to sit down in Jerusalem. And he's going to rule. And those who have trusted him as their Lord and Savior, they will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. He's coming again. He's coming again. He came the first time just like he said he would. Good news in the dark time, in a wicked time when governments were falling all over themselves. Jesus came. He came to love you. Guess what? He's coming again. And his love won't be of faith anymore. It will be of sight. Because we will see him. Amen. We will see him. And then every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that he's Lord of lords. That he's King of kings. That he is the I Am. I don't know about you guys. I am excited this year. I am excited this year, not because of the darkness that's coming, because there's a light on the other end of the tunnel, and that is Christ Jesus, and He's going to be here. Oh, what a Christmas morning that will be. When at last, my Jesus I shall see. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm looking past the pain. I'm looking past the 7 years of tribulation. I'm looking for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, where that old serpent is locked down. Amen? And he's not going to mess with us. Imagine the devil not messing with you. Not being able to...
The devil made me do it.
No, he didn't. He's locked up. He's 4,000 years. He'll never have the right to say the devil made me do it again. Amen? And as I'm looking at this Christmas and the time that we're in, I am so forward looking for the next reign of Christ.
Amen.
I think we're closer to there than we are there.
Yeah.
We're closer to the rule than we are the manger.
Amen.
We're closer to the King of Kings than we are the Lamb of God. We're closer to the Lion of the tribe of Judah than we ever were that babe in a manger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, he came. Has nothing to do, folks, with a fat guy breaking into your house. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with that garbage. Get that out of your mind. It's not true.
Right.
Jesus came. He came to provide you. He came not just to give you life, but to give you life abundantly.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And he's coming again. He's coming again, not just to say that he's here. He's coming to reign and rule. He's coming to give his law, his justice, his righteousness. He's coming that the Shekinah glory is going to come out of Israel and infect the whole world.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. It's a Christmas.
Amen.
It's a Christmas like we've never seen Christmas before.
Amen.
This is a time, people, take your tree outside in the yard and catch it on fire, because there is a God coming. Amen. It's time to do away with all those things and time to worship the one true God in the fullness and the grace and the power and glory.
Amen.
Because he's alive. He's well. And I can hear the thunder of the feet of the horses. What are they called? Hooves. The hooves. The feet of the horses. Anyhow, yeah, I think you know where I'm coming from. But even in that time when Jesus came the first time, right, and the shepherds were on the hillside guarding their flocks by night, and then the angelic host showed up. The first thing they had was fear, right? There's fear, but what did the angel say? Peace. Fear not. I come to bring you tidings. Alright? There may be fear coming, right? There might be some things that we don't understand coming. But remember this, when God is doing a work, fear not.
Right.
Fear not. He has a place for you. He has something for you. Calm down. Relax in the truth of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in him. Look forward to him. Hold on to him with the fullness of your heart. Amen, because he's coming. He's coming again. Oh, I know he's coming. And that angel said, fear not. Peace and goodwill towards men. Amen. And since those utterances from the angelic host, I can't think of a time that there was much peace or goodwill towards men. Now, I can't think of a time. But there, I believe that those angels were talking about this next time. When he comes again and he settles, when he simmers it all down a little bit, when he calms down the wars and he comes and he slaughters his enemy, and then there is peace. There's peace on the earth.
Lord.
The first, think about that. When men take their weapons and they pound them into plowshares, glory to God. Take your AR-15, flatten it out with a hammer, and hook it behind your mule. You're planting corn.
Amen?
Amen? It's good news. Those are good things.
Yes.
Don't be overcome by fear. Overcome fear by faith.
That's
right?
It.
He's coming again.
Yeah.
And I know he's coming because he came the first time. He came exactly how it was foretold he was going to come. And guess what? When he comes again, he's coming exactly how it was foretold
Amen.
He's going to come.
Amen.
Right? And the one thing that he told us in the scripture is to be ready. Be ready. Be ready for the return of Christ. Be ready for the rule of Christ. Be prepared this Christmas, amen. Be prepared this Christmas to worship God this next year, not just with your lips, but with the fullness of your heart, with all that you are. Pour your life out in such a manner that the world can see your good works, and they will glorify God in heaven. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited. I know that was probably an odd piece of scripture to pull from. It's not like every other pastor's preaching about it right now, because I'm sure they went to all the old ones that you can pull out of your back pocket. But this is a new day. Amen? We don't need to be looking back there, right? Back there is come and gone, right? That's happened. We are here to strengthen that which remains and to look forward to the coming of Christ. Amen? I'm looking to the hills where my help comes from.
Amen.
All right? I'm looking for tomorrow, not yesterday. Praise God, God came. Praise God, Jesus came. And he did what he was supposed to do. He lived the way he was supposed to live. He died for my sin and your sin. And he rose again because he was God manifested in the flesh. And death and hell could not hold him down because he was sinless. And because he was sinless, he went and seated himself at the right hand of the Father. Oh, and he's coming soon. He's coming again.
Amen.
Right? And the worst they can do to us is 7 years. Right? The worst they can do to us is 7 years. I ain't scared of 7 years. I can do 7 years standing on my head because I have hope in Christ Jesus. My hope, my faith, my love, my compassion is what he's going to do, not what we're going to go through. Amen? So I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the upheaval of the governments. I'm excited about the forcing of the vaccine. I'm excited that the mark of the beast is at hand. I'm excited because that lets me know time is short.
Yeah.
And Jesus is coming.
Right.
Amen? So go ahead. Do what you can. As for me and my house, your house, I'm serving God.
Amen.
I'm going to serve God. I'm going to look for him. I'm going to anticipate his coming. I'm going to live my life like he's coming today.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's time. Amen. And folks, I love you. I got a lot more to say about it.
Well, we need hope.
Amen.
And
amen.
To give us. Give us hope. Amen. Don't give me a half a glass of half.
You don't want that curdled milk you left for the fat guy on the counter? And so in verse 13, here's the hope. Verse 13 of Romans 15. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Amen. The God of hope, let him fill you with all joy and all peace. peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's read that 13 again. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Are you ready to do some abounding? Amen. I'm abounding. That means overflowing, bouncing like a happy little bunny rabbit. Bouncing in the field. You're enjoying life. You have hope in Jesus Christ. There's joy coming in the morning. It is a good day. It's a good day. Merry Christmas. Amen? Merry Christmas. We need to get that in our heart, in our mind, that this is the day, this is the time God has allowed us to be here right now. Oh, I am so excited. I have so much to look forward to.
Bless God.
Not just the streets of gold when I get to heaven, but there's a thousand years. A thousand years. I get to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. You, if you're born again, you get to rule and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. Can I get at least a little hallelujah?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. You know, it's a good day. It's a good day. And this is Christmas, right?
Amen. Don't Doesn't matter what Biden says. Oh, the virus is going to be worse now. Got another strain. The gloom that they spread for on us. But God.
But God. My two favorite words in the whole Bible. But God. Amen. The world says it's this way, but God says it's something different. Amen. The world says fear, but God says live by faith. The world says doom and destruction. God says hope and peace and joy. Amen. But God. Amen. We need to be looking for that this Christmas morning, some but God.
Yes.
Amen. Things are happening, but God's in charge.
Right.
It looks ugly, but God is beautiful. It looks like rain, but God is sunshine, right?
Yeah.
But God. So if you got anything to do this year, anything to worry about this year, stop.
Amen.
Put on your but God.
Right.
Amen. Put on the armor of light. Put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And shine forth His glory.
Amen.
Go and shine forth His peace, His goodness, His patience. The things that He has given you, the fruit, the full fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
With long suffering. Love.
Bless.
Kindness, gentleness, peace, self-control. Ooh, man. Couldn't we use a little self-control?
Amen.
You got self-control, nothing else matters. Amen. And anyhow, I'm going to stop talking now. I love you. Again, it's good news. This whole year, I'm not going to be saying anything blah, blah, blue, blue, blue. I'm going to be talking about Jesus Christ and what He can do.
Amen.
That right?
Amen.
If somebody had one of those wiki things, we could have done a rap song.
Wait, wait, wait.
And they do, they take that record and do it that way anyhow. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There is the great hope in Christ Jesus. Silent night, patient.